USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is expected to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate on Wednesday after Democrats select a team of managers who will lead the prosecution of the president. Political analysts are assuming the two leaders of the team will be the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, and the chair of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff. During their House meeting, both of them spoke, explaining the way the trial should go. There may be new witness testimony at the trial. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Does Leader McConnell want the truth? Do Senate Republicans want the truth? I'd remind the leader, our request for witnesses and documents is very much in line with the Senate's history.
GOP Leader Mitch McConnell.
51 senators will decide who to call. After that, who knows who will employ what kind of legal devices? I have no idea.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Worldwide debt is at a record high, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The number comprises borrowing by households, governments, and companies, and it grew from $9 trillion to nearly $253 trillion in the first 9 months last year. The biggest problem countries are New Zealand, Switzerland, and Norway, all of which have rising household debt levels, while government debt to GDP ratios in the U.S. and Australia are also at all-time highs. Debt levels are lower in emerging markets, but even there, they're rising fast. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The impeachment papers head to the Senate on Wednesday. The trial should begin in 1 week. A small group of Senate Republicans want to also hear from witnesses. GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
We're going to vote on that at the appropriate time after we listen to the argument.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One TV doctor says breakfast is not as important as people think. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
We've been told that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Many of us start our days with a cup of coffee, maybe some bacon and eggs or pancakes and eggs. But according to Dr. Oz, that's all a sham and we're being lied to. He joins Fox News and says breakfast is not as important as many people make it out to be.
I don't think you should eat breakfast until 3 or 4 hours after you awaken. And we launched our most successful program for New Year's ever this year. It's called System 20. And the whole concept was 20 steps to reduce your chance of chronic illness by 20%. And if you need to, you can lose weight. Right? So once you, I mean, gave it to you to study, right? Mm-hmm. So if anyone wants this on DrOz.com, but here's the key. The foundation of this program, which includes meditation and exercise and some snacks, it's all about intermittent fasting, really. Right. And there was a huge study just came out last week in our most prestigious medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, endorsing again that intermittent fasting is the wisest way to stay healthy, probably live longer, even if you don't lose weight on it.
Dr. Oz continues.
But this issue of breakfast is what caused a lot of the ups and downs. And you know, people say I was dead wrong, and others have jumped to my defense. It's actually not about me. The data is pretty clear. We don't really have to eat when we first wake up. And a lot of Americans watching right now think, okay, I'm going to hurry. I don't have much time, but I know I got to eat. It's good for me. I'm going to throw something
because
in my
mouth. Because I've been told it's the most important meal of the day.
And it actually turns out to be the opposite.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.